I met with the great singer and composer Reuben Blades at a unique time in his life. Just 5 days earlier, he had finished his term as Panama's Minister of Tourism. He had performed only once during those 5 years. I asked if he missed singing. He says he'll really miss public service.
For 5 years, I had a very concrete, very clear-cut mission, which was to help my country create jobs and create a structure that would work to the benefit of my country. And as public service, when you move out of that and you come in now into your own personal gain, it feels selfish. It feels very strange, irrelevant almost, because nothing can compare to the service for your country and for other people. So, you know, I'll adjust. Probably it'll go away soon.
Lleva mi entraña la emoción que en otra vida alguien sintió. Viaja en mi instinto información llena de historias que hablan de mis antepasados. El clan de Lara en África, Valacia, Europa, América. Recorre un mundo en transición donde el futuro en espiral se reproduce.
Reuben Blades has had a fascinating life. He was an attorney in his native Panama. He gave that up to work in the mailroom at Fania Records in New York, part of paying his dues to become a salsa singer. He soon got out of mail sorting and into a career as one of Latin music's great singers, not to mention success as an actor. Perhaps his most famous song is Pedro Navaja, loosely based on the Mack the Knife story. Pedro Navaja tells the story of a pimp in New York City.
When you were sitting down to write Pedro Navaja, did you have any idea how big and how popular it would be?
No. I thought the song was going to strike a chord. That I thought. And the reason I thought that was not hubris or arrogance. It was because I felt that if I liked it, other people would too. I mean, it was a story and it had a twist. So it's sort of an O. Henry piece in a way. The irony was there. The final irony, which is the typical component of O. Henry's short stories, was that the person that didn't even consider to be beneficiary of the tragedy of two other people was the one, the drunk, ended up getting the money and the knife and the gun, and he thanks God.
Pero Pedro Navaja, tú estás peor, tú estás en nada. Y créanme, gente, que aunque hubo ruido, nadie salió. Curiosos, no hubo preguntas, nadie lloró. Solo un borracho con los dos muertos se tropezó. Cogió el revólver, el puñal, los pesos y se marchó. Y tropezando se fue cantando desafinado. El coro que aquí les traje y da el mensaje de mi canción.
La vida te da sorpresa, sorpresa te da la vida.
People would dig it, but I didn't think it would be this big. One of the most incredible things about it is that it went beyond generations. I mean, my experience is the songs that you think are the songs that maybe this song is going to be, the songs people don't care about. Or they discover like 15, 20 years, you just have no control over that. So, and anyone who writes thinking that this is going to be a big hit is not realistic.
Blades Blades has a series of hit recordings, including Mundo, which won a 2003 Grammy for Best World Music CD. He incorporates elements of jazz, Latin, Middle Eastern, and Scottish music into complex new forms. He says the audiences are ready for change.
So all of a sudden, the fact that in Mundo I took an Irish bagpipe and a Scottish bagpipe and put some Cuban guaguancó drumming in it, people said, yeah, why not, you know? So yeah, I think that it struck an international chord that shows that there is a change.
Promises to keep that change coming. Music for this perspective comes from his CD, Mundo. With a JazzCorner.com perspective, I'm Reese Irvine.